With both tiger poaching and tiger farming on the rise in Asia, the threat to one of nature's largest cats has never been greater. Adam Shretta asked Bivash Pandav, coordinator of WWF's Tiger and Asian Big Cats program, why we should care about tigers and what can be done to help save them.
Bivash, first of all, could I ask you quite simply, as human beings, why should we care about tigers?
There are two things. The tiger is such an iconic species. It evokes emotion starting from a small children to an 80-year-old man or 80-year-old human being. It's the best iconic species that the world has in its natural heritage. Second thing is, tiger is closely related with the ecosystem services. If we don't have the tiger in the forest, that shows that the forest is not in the right shape. Having a tiger itself, it indicates the health of the ecosystem. So if you have a forest bearing tigers, forest having tigers, that means the forest, the integrity of the forest is intact. So I would say the iconic image of the tiger and the command it and the power and the role it commands in a natural ecosystem are the two major reasons to have tiger.
What would you say are the main threats to the tiger's habitat?
Conversion of tiger's habitat for industrial plantations, for paper and pulp industry, for oil palm industry, illegal logging, and economic development in terms of construction of roads that just bisects the tiger's habitat, urbanization near tiger's habitat, which results in human-tiger conflict, are the major threats that reduce major threats responsible for the loss of tiger's habitat. The other threat is agriculture. Ever-expanding human population needs more and more food, and agriculture has been a major reason behind clearing of tiger's habitat.
We hear a lot about tiger farming in China. Should tigers be farmed?
No, tigers should not be farmed. It doesn't serve any purpose for conservation of tigers in the wild. Wild tigers are completely different than the tigers that are being farmed in captivity or in tiger farms. Tiger farms no way contribute to the conservation of wild tigers because those tigers are highly inbred, they are not systematically bred in captivity, and they don't have the intrinsic ability to go back to the forest and hunt. So instead of breeding tigers in the farm and spending millions of dollars and getting undue attention, it is always better to save the tiger's natural habitat, have few tigers in the wild, than having thousands of tigers in tiger farms. In short, tiger farms don't support or don't reciprocate any kind of conservation efforts that are required for wild tiger conservation.
And an issue perhaps connected to that, or a question connected to that, is we could ask, does keeping a tiger alive make more economic sense than killing it?
Definitely. Keeping a tiger alive makes much more economical sense because you look at the tourism industry in certain parts of India and Nepal. They're earning millions of dollars with few tigers in their forest in the wild. Whereas you kill a tiger, you get maximum $10,000 and it's one-time resource. Whereas keeping a tiger alive is a renewable natural resources, which not only you gain revenue, you also generate lot of awareness and lot of excitement amongst the general public. I would say it's like keeping a goose laying golden eggs rather than killing the goose and having few golden eggs. Mm-hmm. So keeping a tiger alive makes much more economic sense than killing the tiger.
So is poaching a serious threat to tigers?
At the moment, poaching is the major threat to the survival of tigers in the wild. We all know about Sariska in northern India. All the tigers from the reserve has been wiped out, but that's just one reserve that has been highlighted. There are many places where tigers have been completely wiped out from their range. There are no tigers in the wild, and primarily because of poaching. And it's not very difficult to kill a tiger. Tiger, fortunately or unfortunately, they keep walking on certain fixed trails in the jungle. All you need is to identify those trails and set a trap and kill the tiger. So it's pretty easy. Within 7 days, 10 days, a poacher can kill all the tigers living in one specific area. There is huge demand for tiger bone, tiger meat, tiger skin in some countries. And because of the massive demand, tiger populations are rapidly being wiped out from many parts of Indian subcontinent.